What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pubworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Have you been taking writing workshops, attending a writing group, and scribbling in your notebook for a while now? Is it time to challenge yourself? Time to seek fame and fortune? The Word Festival Writing Contest has just the opportunity for you. You have until July 15th to submit up to 1,500 words. Wordfestival.org for all the details on fortune. Winners get a cash prize. And fame get published in the Stone Coast Review, the literary arts journal of the University of Southern Maine's MFA program. But wait, there's more! Winners get the opportunity to read the winning entries at this year's 10th, yes, 10th, Word Festival in October in Blue Hill. Wordfestival.org for all the details. In full disclosure, I'm on the steering committee for Word, so I might remind you about this opportunity again. Go get writing. Today, head over to a book and bake sale at East Blue Hill Public Library. That's happening until 1 p.m. Kids of all ages are invited to come to the Blue Hill Library today, to meet Dash, the certified therapy dog. Dash will be in the children's room, available for kids to meet, snuggle with, and read stories to if they so choose. That's happening today, 10:30 to 11:30, bhpl.net for more information about what's going on at the Blue Hill Public Library. Lots is happening on the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts campus this summer, including a presentation Monday, June 29th, 4:30 to 5:30. For a full schedule of events happening, who the artists are, what's going on, check out haystack-mtn.org. A talk entitled Diverse Manifestations, Queer Art Around the World with Christopher Brumfield will be held at the Blue Hill Public Library on Monday, 7 p.m. In Brumfield's talk, he'll touch briefly on many kinds of art and different manifestations of queer identity in art, and he'll discuss artists from all over the world. Christopher Brumfield is an artist, art teacher, and writer from Louisiana. For more details about the talk, bhpl.net. Got a teen in the house? Send them to the Belfast Free Library on Tuesday, June 30th, 3 p.m. for Wolverine's Teen Wool Crafting. Teens can bring their own project or start something new. Beginner-friendly patterns, knitting needles, and limited yarn are available. That's taking place Tuesday afternoon. For more information, belfastlibrary.org. Another opportunity for those crafty teens is at the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport. This is happening Friday, July 3rd, 10 a.m. In this workshop, participants will use their creativity to make puppets or pillows inspired by Maine tide pool animals. Starting with a friendly sea star, participants will sew or glue felt pieces together, creating a variety of animals, such as a sea urchin, crab, or... The workshop is July 3rd, 10 a.m. PenobscotMarineMuseum.org for all the details. Earlier in the week, the Penobscot Marine Museum is offering a special performance of the award-winning one-act play, The Waterspout, by Searsport High School Theater Group. True stories of adventure and heroism on the high seas come to life with costumed performers. Bring your own seating and a picnic dinner. It's happening Wednesday, 5:30, Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport. This month's People, Nature, Art at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor features the sculptor Peter Dransfield. On Tuesday, 6 to 8:30, you can hear from a man who says he's always wanted to get his hands dirty. Working with bronze foundries for almost 20 years, he's mastered the art of casting, fabrication, and patina. He says that bronze frees him from limitations of other materials, because unlike wood and stone, bronze creates the perfect juxtaposition of finesse and strength. His sculptures show a deep understanding of his material and an eye for turning bronze into works of art. WendellGilleyMuseum.org for more information on this month's program with Peter Dransfield. Maine-based mystery author Claire Aykroyd will speak about her writing, including her newest novel, Body in the Blueberry Barrens, on Thursday, July 2nd, 6 p.m. at the Ellsworth Public Library. Claire is a landscape designer, independent organic inspector, educator, and writer. She grew up in rural England and now resides in Orono. Don't forget to work on your artwork donations to support Healthy Island Project's biggest fundraiser of the year, 4x6-inch masterpieces. HealthyIslandProject.org for all the details. Your deadline's July 17th. Go get busy. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?